All right. First of all, that's not blood. It's not what you think. It's a piece of grass that has been separated. If you zoom in close, if you click on it and click through the Flickr album, you can look at a high-res version. It's a thick, wide piece of grass that has been almost torn off from the rest of its stalk. And because of the lack of oxygen, I think, I forget what how the photosynthesis process works, but I believe what you're seeing here is a piece of glass that has been deprived of oxygen and is turning red and will soon turn brown and fall off. But it's not blood. A bit of a story behind this photo. I usually ride my bike to work, and unless it's raining or super cold or snowing or things like that. And there's a stream that I cross over on the way to work. And the other day, I saw a shopping cart down below. As I looked down at the stream, there's a yellow shopping cart sitting there right next to the stream. Not in it, but next to it. I don't really know how it got there. And I'm actually kind of impressed that someone was able to get a shopping cart down there, although I probably shouldn't be. I should probably say, hey, that shopping cart doesn't belong there. But anyway, I looked down, and here's this yellow shopping cart. And I thought, well, that's odd. I should get a picture of that. And a couple days went by. Each day, I was either short on time, I didn't want to be late to work, or I didn't have my camera with me. But on this particular day that I shot the photo, it was a Friday, and I had a couple extra minutes to spare. So I parked my bike on the side of the stream here, went down, and went to get a picture of the shopping cart, but it just wasn't working. I really wanted a picture of the shopping cart because it was kind of strange to see a cart with all this stuff around it. And because it was kind of buried in the foliage, there wasn't much you could see. And it really wasn't that interesting in terms of overall context. It would have looked like a shopping cart in the middle of a field because the stream is much lower. It's actually way off to the right-hand side here, and you can't really see a stream. On the far right-hand side, you can see a vertical pylon that's holding up the bridge. But just a picture of the shopping cart, it just wasn't that interesting. And so I kind of wandered around for just a minute. I had my crop sensor D7100 with me, so I couldn't get a real wide angle view of what was going on. And I thought, you know, it's morning. It was like 7:20 in the morning, and there's this rich morning light that's coming in from the side, and I really wanted to make use of that. So I was looking around for something I could photograph, and I had just recently, a couple days ago, stopped and taken a picture of a yellow flower. But I don't have it on weekly 50 because it was with my 35mm lens, and I don't want to cheat here. So if you look on my Flickr page, I've got several pictures of like the lone flower on one third of the picture, as I mentioned a couple weeks ago about that kind of being my style. And I didn't want to do that same thing again with a flower, but I thought it might look good to have a piece of grass here because it's so richly colored with red. Yes, the style, I realize it's the same style I always use. Like it's practically a textbook rule of thirds here. And you might look at this and say, Simon, you got to break out of that rule of thirds. It's just not working anymore. But you know what? I like it. And I'm going to use it because it just works for me. So I thought it'd be cool to get a picture of this piece of grass here, but I also wanted to somehow incorporate that shopping cart. And if you look on the left-hand side, you will see, lo and behold, aha, the shopping cart. And you probably didn't notice it at first, and I kind of hope you didn't, because I kind of hope it's like a little Easter egg here. There's that yellow shopping cart. If you look on the blog, if you scroll down a little bit, you'll see the whole shopping cart. And so together, I just think it's kind of an interesting composition, a red bladed, a thick, thick red bladed piece of grass here that you don't normally see. And then in the background, a shopping cart that you don't normally see. So altogether, I don't know. At this point, you might be rolling your eyes and thinking, okay, this is kind of a silly picture. But I thought it was kind of cool. And I thought it was kind of cool to stop and find this unique photo opportunity early in the morning on my bike ride to work that I wouldn't normally stop to take a picture of. And here it is. It's on Weekly 50. All right. So I hope you like it. A couple other things. I shot this at F4 because I didn't want the background to be so obscure that you didn't see the shopping cart. And I shot at super low ISO. I always go as low as I can, although I have auto ISO turned on. So if it goes too low and ends up with a slow enough shutter speed, my camera will automatically kick it up higher to like 200, 400, or whatever it needs to. But in this case, I like shooting at low ISOs because you get this richness of color and you get so much more data to work with in the RAW file. And thankfully, that's what happened here. So anyway, there you go. Hope you enjoy it. And if you are ever out biking around or driving around and you see something that might look even kind of halfway semi-interesting, pump the brakes, stop, get out and take a photo. You know, you never know. It might be something cool.